this episode of American Chopper. The Tuttles hit the road running in a race to meet a crucial deadline that will make the Liberty bike shine.
Looks like a shiny penny, doesn't it?
But when the shop is nearly torn apart by the uphill battle...
Just hit the fan.
Will a downhill adventure be enough to pull them back together?
Wait for me, Mikey.
And will America's leading lady make her debut? Or will the Tuttles have to save face?
I'm just sick of looking at the same style.
Listen.
The attitude.
Are you part of We? Are you going to help us?
Yeah, I am.
The anxiety.
Nobody knows where the freaky is.
The adulation. On this episode of American Chopper.
I need a bigger office. It's like cattle in a whatchamacallit in there, you know?
When I came in this morning, I had a tough decision to make. Let's get the game plan here. I know Campo worked really hard on that rear fender, but it just wasn't working for me. And as far as this goes, I don't think we're gonna use it. It's nice, but I just don't think it's gonna fit the style, you know?
Yeah, it's no problem.
You know, it's times like these that being a boss isn't much fun. Okay, so then we'll get cracking on that.
Okay. I was genuinely hurt when he didn't want to use it, but I can understand. These are his projects, things like that, and if he doesn't want one aspect of it being too dominating or overshadowing another part, I can respect that. He is my boss.
You need a hug?
I'll be all right, babe.
Oh, no, you didn't.
Poor Campy.
When I heard DePoy wanted to lose Campo's rear fender, I came outside to see what else they come up with.
You're not doing the same old pointed shit, are you, Paulie?
No.
You know, my biggest fear is Paulie getting lazy and falling back on old designs. What's it look like?
It's like kind of, maybe not that drastic, right?
It's really more...
like my tattoo upside down.
It's like this, only this is curved right here.
Yeah, it's a crest.
It's almost like the Captain America looking thing.
What Paulie's doing with this here new design, it still fits in the Liberty theme, so I think it'll work out pretty good.
Something to that effect. Work on it. Don't bug me.
You know, Paulie's been letting me help out a little more as far as the design stuff goes. And I gotta tell you, it definitely beats cutting and grinding all the time.
While Vinny took the lead on the rear fender, I started on the front fender, which I designed to look like the interior skeletal structure of the Statue of Liberty. I really like the industrial look of it, and I tried to capture that with the front fender. It's a lot of work, but I think it's gonna look pretty awesome. Hello. While I was working on the fender, Da Vinci called with the bad news that the second exhaust just wasn't gonna work.
All right, we'll have to figure it out. I'll let you know how we make out, bud. All right, bye.
Hey, Vin, we ain't gonna be able to use that exhaust. How great is that? Awesome, right?
Yeah, real awesome.
What are we having, like, all kinds of problems with this bike or what?
Yep.
What's going on?
Not really problems, but, I mean, Da Vinci told me that they should be able to build an intake around our exhaust, and now he's saying they can't do it.
Okay.
So now I have an exhaust here.
That's not going to work. Okay.
That's my biggest problem.
So then, really, the only solution to this problem is doing another exhaust.
Right.
How does that affect the overall schedule, though?
It's not bad. I mean, we got to get him. He should have everything by Monday, Tuesday at the latest for plating. Everything.
All right. So then I would suggest that before the day ends, you get on the phone with Martin Brothers and follow up.
Yeah,
and see,
I was just waiting for Paul to call me back to see if there's anything we could do.
Follow up.
Yeah, listen, see this right here? All I do is 3/4 of the day is call all these people and make sure everything's going on, and it's always a problem, always something. The frustrating part about this bike is we have so many pieces going out to so many vendors, and I got to follow up on all of it. It's just constant, like, being in communication, making sure everything's going to work, back and forth they call. Making all these phone calls makes me feel like I'm a secretary, not a bike builder.
Everything else you got pretty much divided up, where ready to go out for coating and all that stuff?
It's already bubble wrapped and ready to go.
I know Paulie bitches about having to follow up with all these vendors. But with the setbacks we've had with this exhaust and the fact that we only have a one-day window with the copper plater, every part's got to get there on time.
So you're going to make it tomorrow and then get it to me Friday morning? I appreciate it, Mark. Thanks, buddy. Bye.
When you going to have it? When you going to have it?
Friday morning. And I got to make it Friday.
All right. When Paulie told me the exhaust was coming in on Friday and we only had the one day to finish it, I knew that he was cutting it close. Some things never change.
We'll get it. We'll get it, though.
All right.
This morning, I got to work finishing the front fender while Vinny cut out the rear fender that he designed yesterday.
Baby, don't leave me this way. Morning. This fender.
What? You don't like it?
No.
That's awesome.
When you drew that thing, it didn't look like that. That doesn't look like my tattoo either. That looks just like the fender that we just did on a Miller bike. Identical.
It'll be good. It'll be fine. You're going to copper plate it and
sick
put a looking
at the
on
same
it.
Thing, though. You know what I mean?
I think this bike is far from the same thing.
Well, it is. It is.
But we did something a little different here. We turned a square bar and edge like that.
Just like you did on a Comanche bike.
Yeah, but it's totally different. You know, one day my father's telling me I'm too innovative, and the next day he's telling me I'm not innovative enough. I just wish he'd make up his mind.
If you would have met, you know what, this rear fender would have looked better looking like the tank. Probably would have looked cool.
You know what, though? I understand what you're saying, but we have a certain
style. I'm
just
sick of looking at the same
style.
But
listen, the only thing that we've done before is this style, which is fine by me because that's what we do.
But
wait a minute.
You did the same struts and the same thing.
Nothing else on this bike is anything like what we usually do.
Why do the same, you know what I mean? You just did this. You just did this on the last bike. You just did it. You just did the same thing.
I didn't do that. We had two pieces of fender.
Pretty much the same,
though. It was done a little differently.
But it's pretty much the same. I just think you need to change it up a little bit.
Can't you have a bit of a style where it's consistent? You know this is our bike if you see it, right?
Do, if it's the changing that makes the difference when you come up with new stuff. This is the same stuff, only it's on a different bike.
It's going to look good. It's going to look different than anything we've done. And I don't mind having a little piece that we do consistently on there.
I'd rather see that Statue of Liberty on the back of there than that same damn fender.
Is this old coffee? Hey, Vin, I'm going to check if that exhaust came in yet. I'll see you in a little while.
All right, Paul. You're back, Jocko.
I got the exhaust here, Vin. Let's see what we got.
Let's try not to make a super-duper mess.
Pretty sure you can make something cool out of this.
Pretty sure that there's a million pieces here.
These things are just filled with foam balls. Give me this stuff. I'm going to fire this stuff right out of here with the air pressure.
Just don't let old Grizzly see you.
Look at the mess you're making. Give me it.
Here. Shoot it in there. Great, you're making a stinking mess. I don't care, you gotta clean it up.
Hey, both you clowns want the day off? That better get cleaned up.
Freaking peanuts all over the place.
I know, you put them all over
the place.
What
the hell'd you do? Look at the mess you made.
Now sweep it up, Vin.
What else is new?
I had to really take my time finding out how the third set of pipes were going to go together. Because with the deadline for the copper plating, we couldn't afford any more mistakes late in the game. So I decided to run the pipes under the timing cone so the exhaust wouldn't get in the way of the torch carburetor. hoping the third time's a charm.
Are you pleased yet?
No. I gotta leave in like 2 minutes, Finn, so you're gonna have to take over.
Might have to oval that pipe, huh? Even though Paulie and I went over the last bit of fabrication that needs to be done to finish up this exhaust.
So we want to squeeze it.
It's still kind of tough when he just leaves in the middle of a project, and I'm expected to just pick up where he left off.
All right. No diggity.
And with the deadline lurking to get this thing done today, I'm thinking, great, that's just what I need, more pressure.
All right, Vin, I gotta go. I'll be back in a little while.
All right. So I'm finishing up the last touches on this bike before everything has to be sent down to be plated and coppered. And you know what? All the concern around here about the deadline and everybody working together, and it's kind of weird that I'm the only one here to see this bike to the end. So now that it's ready and the pieces are going out to the copper plater, it'll be nice to have a few days to recover before this bike's back in our hands.
Over the weekend, the guys got all the parts over to Chrome Master in Nashville to be copper plated. And with all the hard work that they've been doing around the shop, I thought it'd be a good idea for them to have a little fun so they don't burn out.
Come on, Campo, get us to the freaking hill, will ya?
So I thought it'd be a great idea to come down here and, do some snow tubing, something that I haven't done in a long time, and I figured it gives everybody time to get together and relax a little bit and just blow off a little bit of steam. What the hell do you do with this strap?
It's been years since any of us have really done any snow tubing, and who knows if you're going to snap your knee or break your neck or knock your teeth out.
That's crazy.
Come on, Pop, what are you waiting for?
No, go ahead.
This was a perfect event and opportunity to come out here with all the guys and get away from the shop and just enjoy the weather. It's pretty decent out and the sun's beautiful and the slope is fast.
Straight down!
Everybody's a pro.
Well, actually, the first time I went down the hill, I was pretty scared. I almost crapped my pants. Kind of got the hang of it. Feel pretty good about it now.
Mikey was the man again, because I don't think that anybody down here could compete with him as far as getting to the bottom of the hill first.
Watch. I'm the fastest guy on the track because I'm one of the fattest. Or the heaviest, at least, this old muscle. Twisted steel and sex appeal.
I ain't going down front with him.
Yeah, I think it's the only way you don't spin.
If I spin, I'm gonna get sick.
Come on, Pop.
I was a little bit leery when I first came out here, going down there, because seeing that I haven't done it in such a long time.
Wait for me, Mikey.
There goes the old man, go!
Once we went down it a few times, it was pretty cool,
Yeah! I think the best technique belongs to Mike Campo for being able to put up with everybody's hazing. He just got the crap beat out of him, and he just kept coming back for more.
I feel like the crash test dummy for these guys.
Look out!
Come on, Campo, we'll help you out, buddy.
Oh, man. Hey, what, he takes punishment.
Oh, he does.
Okay.
Let's see.
Okay, Mikey?
We're supposed to be out here having fun and everything, and I'm getting hurt. Yeah, he's going to be pissed off when I call in tomorrow on it because I'm injured.
All right, let's get him to get out of here, all right?
Keep going.
Time to leave.
We started receiving parts for the Liberty bike. First step was to inventory everything. Try to calculate whether we have all the pieces or not.
How's it going there? Playing with all your parts here.
I see that.
Rick, the bike's owner, came by, going through the inventory with me, inspecting some of the stuff. It was the first time that he'd been able to see it.
Well, looks good, sure does.
People tend to say, just dip it for us. We don't just dip it. It requires a lot of preparation to turn out a good quality part.
we've brought in copper for Chrome Masters to place into their vats, and the copper was removed and preserved from the restoration process of the Statue of Liberty. So this bike will be completely plated in copper from the statue.
What we do is give the parts a scrub down, a thorough cleaning. It gets thoroughly rinsed, it gets inspected and racked up. From there, it'll go to a electro-cleaning process where the metal is actually cleaned with electricity. It gets a thorough rinse. From there, it goes to a neutralizing acid salt bath just to neutralize the metal where we can actually nickel plate onto it. The nickel will actually be protection for the aluminum parts. After we've nickel plated the parts, then we put a heavy deposit of the Statue of Liberty copper on the part. From there, it gets rinsed, and Rick or Daryl will make a decision whether they want a bright copper finish or a patinaed copper finish on the part.
Would you like me to go ahead and oxidize these?
Probably the majority of the parts will be an antique copper finish, where all the recesses will be blackened.
That's what we're looking for.
And then we'll repolish the copper and leave the recesses with that dark or the antique looking finish.
It looks good. I like this right here. Well, I couldn't be happier with the finish and the plating job on this bike. So I'm real anxious to get it up at OCC so we can get this bike assembled. I can't wait.
What's up? Some copper for you.
After the parts were plated and coppered, they were sent to me so I could put a clear coat on them to protect them and to prevent the copper from turning green.
Oh, what the hell?
Yeah, how do you beat that? It looks like a shiny penny, doesn't it? It's just really cool that this copper was on the Statue of Liberty, and now it's on one of our bikes, and it really makes me proud to be a part of this project.
I'm gonna go finish and right, bring the rest of the
finish
parts
my
out.
Stuff, right? You know, I can't wait for Justin to finish clear coating the rest of these parts. Because I think when this bike comes together, it's going to look pretty cool.
It's going to be a different looking bike, isn't it?
Nice. It looks nice.
I think we should parts it first. All the parts together.
The thing is with this bike is we had parts coming in at different times from different vendors. And with so many pieces, we have to make sure that every part we send out comes back in. Code, do you remember that box that was here the other day? There was a piece of forward control on it. You remember that?
No.
It had all the starter parts in it.
You don't know where that box went, do you?
Remember how big the box was, Vance?
Yeah, it was like almost the size of this Baker box. Do you remember seeing it up here or no?
No, I don't remember seeing it.
You lost it. I knew it. I gotta find that.
I don't remember what type of box it was. I don't remember. It was about this big. And it had newspapers in the bottom of it. And it had a couple plated parts in there.
Where the frig is this box? So they were empty? Anything you put in there was empty?
Oh, they were.
Yeah?
But I remember seeing that box there when I moved that box over there.
I took that box upstairs and it had pieces still in it. And now it mysteriously disappeared.
I know where it is.
You do?
If you find that, Earl, I'm giving you a raise.
Show me where it is, buddy.
That's it, buddy.
Is it? No, it's not, is it?
That's the one.
I don't know how I overlooked that.
It's right there.
We were all just looking around. Thanks, buddy. You got a raise.
I did?
Yeah.
How much?
I don't know. Go talk to Ronnie. That's the one.
You know, with this bike show coming up in Michigan, I got a lot of details to take care of. And I needed Paulie to give me a schedule of where we're at with this bike. Where's Junior?
I don't know.
You know what?
He took off.
Get him involved over here and is he outside?
I just saw his truck driving away.
He just left?
Yeah.
Let me use your phone.
Can we get him on two-way? That's right over there. I just heard it.
Is it over there?
Don't smash it.
And you know, nothing aggravates me more than Paulie going AWOL because I got a business to run. See, I have to make a decision over here who's going to...
To Michigan.
And I'd like everybody to go to Michigan.
Right.
But if this doesn't work out, then I got a problem. But, you know, I don't have a lot of days to figure this out.
I know seniors got decisions to make, but it gets kind of tiring when he expects me to know where Paulie is all the time. After all, I'm not his babysitter.
All right, let me find out where the hell he is, all right?
Did your son come back yet?
No. He better have a good excuse why he's gone, too. You know what? You think he would at least call. He's gone for almost 2 hours.
I know.
Nobody knows where the freak he is.
I'm starting to get worried now.
You know what? I can't believe he leaves his phone here, too. That looks so cool, though, you know? All that stuff on there, you know?
I know. All the same color.
Where the hell were you?
I had a doctor's appointment. I forgot about it.
Yeah, but you left here at freaking 9:30. It's 1:30 now.
9:30? I left here at 10:30. Exactly 10:30.
What time did he leave here?
I don't know. I was worried, though.
9:30, you left here.
I told him, listen, I was just going to the store.
So drop a dime. You know what?
Everybody,
First of all, I was freaking aggravated. You're gone. We're trying to get this done.
I understand.
And then secondly, I'm worried. Where the hell are you?
Okay.
You don't listen.
I didn't have my cell
like
phone on.
But I understand. Well, why didn't you?
I thought about it.
You haven't got a phone in the doctor's office?
The doctor's office takes forever, and by time, I'm whatever.
Yeah, but it's not like you were gone for 2 hours. You know what I mean? You're gone a half a day, for Christ's sakes.
It was actually about 2.5 hours.
Listen.
But.
What time is it right now? 1:30.
Yeah. I grabbed something quick to eat. What about
lunch? Let's say 10. 11, 12, 1:30.
All right, so I was going. Listen,
3.5 hours.
We were going all week. I had a doctor's
appointment
today.
Yeah, but it doesn't matter. You know what I'm saying? Listen, you know what the bottom line is? You should at least drop the dime.
I apologize.
So people know where you are.
Do I ever just leave without saying anything? Never. So I apologize. You're right.
Listen, you got to chip in and help these guys put stuff together.
Yeah.
Get everything together.
Listen, I had a doctor's appointment. That's all.
That's over with. I'm talking about now. Let's give them a hand. Get everything ready so tomorrow... we can come in, get a good start tomorrow morning. We might even be able to put the whole bike together tomorrow. Here's the deal. If these guys are going to come with us to Michigan, which I would like them to come, we got to get this bike's got to be done by Wednesday. All right. Anyhow, let's try and get all this miscellaneous stuff done. You hear me?
Hello?
Look at that's popped up off there. What?
Let's try and get all this stuff done.
Yeah. Okay. Probably be the day at least.
Then this wouldn't fit.
Yeah.
So I can't just scrape the copper off that.
Wait a minute. What about we? Aren't you part of we? Are you going to help
us? Yeah, I am. That's what I'm doing right now.
Never mind. I was just kidding.
That's what I do.
Just kidding.
I need a bigger office. It's like cattle in a whatchamacallit in there, you know? You know, it seems like anywhere I turn these days, either somebody's giving me crap or they're getting in my way. Sometimes I wonder how anything gets done around here. Can't even get my damn office. That sucks.
Yeah, it's a little stiff.
They're always like that.
You know, maybe not getting into my office is going to work out. I'll get a chance to do what I do best, supervise.
I think you had the right one.
That way, nobody will go missing, and the bike will get done on time.
Ready, Vance? Let's get this front end together.
You need a hand with that, Code? Going? Coming through?
Yeah.
Life and love.
Bong! All right?
Yep.
Beautiful.
That's what scares me. Hey, Joe's here with the motor.
Joe from H&L Motors stopped by today with the motor he built for the bike. Oh, look at that, huh? Holy mackerel. Oh, my God. That is awesome. To be honest with you, I think Joe was a little bit nervous handling it, and I think he was glad when we took it off his hands.
I mean, if I scratch a regular motor, I can slam another one together.
Pretty sure nobody's ever built a motor using copper from the Statue of Liberty before, so pretty much an honor for me. I was very cautious and a little nervous putting this motor together.
Thanks for all the help.
Tell Tom we said thanks, too, right?
All right, let's keep going.
All right, that thing's done.
So let's put the tire on it.
All right, let's put it on.
All right, guys, I'm out of here. I got to get to school.
Later, Code.
I'm going to help you, man.
All right.
Beat it. Put the rotor on. Finish the rear wheel.
Didn't you ask me to do this?
Yeah, but you...
So then what the hell are you doing over here? Good. Get out of here.
Poison.
Jack it over.
Let's put this motor in, Vance. Drop the lift down.
Cool.
Let's do it.
You got her, Vinny.
Like a glove.
Looks good.
It does look sharp.
There are more little bolts and screws over here, man. I'm getting nervous, Vance.
You getting nerve-wracked?
So what do we need yet? The headlight? Forward control stuff?
When you're dealing with parts that have been plated in copper from the Statue of Liberty, it's not like you can just go and order a replacement part.
We're missing that other piece, too. You know, your one, the one forward control that you ground?
Yeah.
What's not good is you don't know who's got what.
Yeah, because everything went every other place.
And you got so many freaking parts.
It's not true, because everything went to the plater and came back here.
Or came back to Justin and here.
Right, so it's either here or Justin's.
Right.
But let me tell you something. If those parts are not over at Justin's, heads are going to roll.
Some more parts for you guys.
Justin, we were looking all over for that headlight.
Son of...
And you had it all the time?
We were hiding it on you.
Huh?
Got to keep some things from you.
Now I don't know where my plate is.
Yeah, you still need one more piece.
I'm missing a plate for this side. It was just a plate. It was like the forward control plate that was cut.
Like this thick.
Definitely don't have a plate at all. There's a lot of little parts in this bike, and it's tough keeping track of them all. Just hit the fan. Cool. We'll go back to the shop and scrounge
up and see. We're missing the front piece over here.
We'll run down there.
It's not good. It's not good.
It's definitely not good. I'm pretty sure we accounted for all of the parts, but now I'm worried. Because if something's missing, Senior's going to kill me. I'm gonna go.
Need that though.
Find stuff.
Don't come back without it.
I won't.
Thanks, Justy.
We'll get around it, right, Vin?
We have to.
We have no choice.
All right, people.
You ready to get humping?
Yeah.
My brain's fried.
Do you know anything, Vance?
This morning it was real difficult keeping busy, not knowing whether Justin had those pieces or not. Because if he didn't, we had no idea what we were going to do.
Look who's here.
Found those parts.
You did find the parts. Sweet.
Sorry, what do you got there, pal? Huh?
You told me not to come back without the parts.
So you had all those things there. You're like a little squirrel, ain't you? Shh, man, that's good that you got
that
stuff.
I didn't even know you had this.
You better start paying more attention, though, you know what I mean? You're not riding a tight ship there, evidently.
How sweet is that, man?
We'll bring everything up.
All right, listen. Don't want anything like this happen again, all right?
Never.
All right.
I don't want to have to wreck you.
All right.
Sorry about that.
With all the missing parts accounted for, and Da Vinci's torch carburetor arriving tomorrow, we can make up for lost time and really focus on putting this bike together.
Got the tire, Ricker.
That's nice. Hot looking bars.
All right, listen, we got to get going on this bike today. Dan Da Vinci is going to be here at 7 o'clock tonight. His plane comes in Newark at 4:30. So the last thing we got to do is put the carburetor on this bike. So everything's got to be done except for the carb. So let's do it. You know, we still got a lot of details to finish on this bike. And it's got to be done today because we got to hit the road for the unveiling in Michigan. But we're a little behind. I mean, we don't even have the carburetor from Da Vinci yet. This bike is really important to us, and I gotta be honest with you. I'm a little nervous that we're cutting it too close.
What's going on with the vinching?
Be here at 7.
Are you gonna? You think you'll have everything done?
Sure.
It yes. is. Yeah, because if that lip comes over,
keep an eye on it. 10 minutes, a couple hours ago, they were all over the place, and now it's again. If you look around you, people just. You know
sure.
what? If it keeps up, you know what? Nobody drink. You know what? Let them go drink outside then. Because it's bullshit. You got 1, 2, 3, 4.
Yeah, look at
over there you got, you know what I'm saying? It's all over the place again. And over there, there's another jar. You know what I'm saying? It's like, they're probably all Paulies anyhow.
Yeah, why not?
I'll put Code in charge pretty soon. Then we'll see if there's any cups laying around. What size shoe you wear, Code?
10.
10?
He's like an 8.
It's a heavy 10, though, right? Look who's here. It's the painter. Nice. It's pretty hot, huh? Man, that is very nice.
This is the other piece.
Oh, yeah. Hey, check this out.
Yeah, that's awesome.
The color's beautiful, huh?
Looks just like the picture.
Should look real good together.
It's nice, too. Nice. Nice Bible verse.
Good job.
Very nice.
See you guys later. Thanks.
See you guys later.
All right, quit screwing around. Let's get this bike done.
Sturdy as can be.
That thing's a rock, man.
Pretty wild, huh?
We got a call from the guys at Da Vinci, and they said they were running late with the carburetor. Basically, they had to start over from scratch when they decided at the last minute to make it alternative fuels compatible. So it's taken them a lot longer than they had planned. You know, I think it's really cool that this bike will run on corn, but I'm really more concerned about getting it finished, and this bike isn't going to run at all without a carburetor.
That's going to look awesome on there.
Is that freaking thing done yet? I can't believe the carb guys are so late, huh?
I think they had to do some last minute adjustments to the carb.
That's gonna be, you know what? Just do this for now.
Yeah, tape it on there. That's a good idea.
That don't look bad. Look at that. We can go with that, right, Rick? Right? Just kidding, just kidding. That's gonna look hot on there. Where's that carburetor already?
No way.
Are we done? Waiting for them, basically?
Waiting for them, buddy.
Not putting the headlight on all the way?
We want to get out of here, don't we? Hey? Get down by the old couch. Watch a little TV. Do you? We'll get the old dog show on. Look at a few hot babes. Hey, speak. He's burning out. Who's here? I think they heard you.
Yo, what happened?
It's about time you freaking guys got here. Dan, come on. We've been waiting for this carburetor.
You
Gus,
ready?
Gus wants to see the carburetor. Tell him to open the damn box.
All right, dude. Hey, man, you're the boss, huh?
Wow. Get the hell out of here.
That's it. That's your baby right there.
What the hell?
Yep.
I could take this to the gym, huh?
What the heck is this?
Yeah.
That's your manifold, right? That's spacer, yeah.
That's the spacer.
You need every bit of that, right? Da Vinci really pulled through with this carburetor. I mean, it really looks awesome. And to think that it's a functioning carburetor. These guys do amazing work.
It's awesome.
Isn't that something?
Man, that thing's going to look nuts in here. All right, I got to get out of here. Good luck putting that thing on here. Say goodbye, Gus.
See ya.
I want to be able to ride that thing first thing tomorrow morning.
The process for machining the carburetor for this bike was one of the most complex projects we've ever started.
That's perfect. That'll work out great.
It was something that I had never tackled before, and at one point I didn't quite know if it was possible, but the team of people that we've assembled, our own engineers, we made this happen, and it couldn't be any more perfect. We've spent more time on this than I would on any other project because of the magnitude it is, that it's quite a piece, and it will run perfect.
Looks great.
You're all right. You're good. So the plan is we're gonna start it and we're gonna let it run for just a little bit, maybe not more than 30 seconds.
Whatever you say.
Okay. Yeah, we need to get everything off the pipes that you don't want permanently on there.
There's no question that the carburetor looked good, but the moment of truth happens when you start it up for the first time and see how it runs.
You gotta be kidding me, huh? Okay, that's enough. Woo! Man, oh man, woo! Oh my God.
That thing fired nice.
You know, it's really great having the guys from DaVinci stick around and help us out with the carb. And hearing that engine turnover was the sweetest sound.
Hey, all right, hey,
thank you. Hey. You guys came
congratulations, guys.
You know, there's so many things that could go wrong with a project like this. And when it all comes together, there's just nothing better.
That's big.
Great job. It's awesome.
All right, let's put the top on and light her up. Ready for the lighting of the torch?
Yep.
That looks awesome.
That looks good.
Yeah. That looks a good color. It definitely has a flame effect to it.
Oh, man. That really looks good, man. The whole bike is really awesome. I mean, the frame is awesome. Just awesome.
Yeah, the whole thing came together real nice, man. You know, we did so many innovative things with this bike. And whenever you try something new, it always makes it a lot harder. But in the end, all that effort always makes it more rewarding.
All right, fellas.
Thank you once again for the extended effort as usual.
Yeah, very well.
It's 1 o'clock in the morning. Go home and get some sleep.
I gotta tell you, I was really itching to take this bike out on the road before I loaded it up for the trip to Michigan. You know, get a feel for how it rides. Because really, no matter how good this thing looks, it's still got to perform. And you know what? I got to be honest with you. That air suspension pulley pin in there, it really made for a smooth ride. This bike is really something else.
After all the hard work we put into this project, I couldn't believe it was really time to load up the bike and hit the road and head for the show at Michigan. Kind of nice to be out of the shop for a change, so I didn't really mind. It was such a long drive. I mean, I gotta admit, it was really kind of nice just to relax with my dad and Cody. And I was really looking forward to meeting up with the guys at the Birch Run Bike Show, because it's one of the biggest shows in the Midwest, and I couldn't wait to see how people reacted to the bike.
tell you. I'm just going to tell you a little bit about the bike. We built this bike for a company that restores the Statue of Liberty. This is a tribute to the Statue of Liberty. It's all about freedom. The entire bike is copper plated with Statue of Liberty copper. It's the actual copper from the Statue of Liberty. The suicide shift on this bike is the actual copper wire that used to light the torch. So, that's it. That's our baby right there. Thanks, guys. The show this weekend was great. I mean, the people were great. I think the response to the Liberty bike was phenomenal. I think they appreciated the copper plating and that bike's a tribute to the Statue of Liberty. We like to do all American themes, and I think that's what they appreciate most.
This was really a great show for us. I really can't believe how many people came out to see us. They even had the highways backed up. But, you know, it's great to have fans like this, and, you know, it's sometimes a little bit overwhelming. But, you know, we've done quite a few unveilings of bikes. I think that this particular bike thus far has got the biggest noise so far.
I tell you, it's been an exhausting few days. But seeing the reaction to the Liberty bike makes all the hard work and sleepless nights worthwhile. We still got a long trip home, but I'd gladly turn around and do it again for this kind of reception. I mean, it just couldn't have been better.
All right, let's go.
But the real test is still ahead of us when we deliver the bike to the guys at the Gold Leaf Corporation in New York.
She is, fellas.
Absolutely beautiful job. Wonderful.
Thank you.
Great, Mike.
When the Tuttles rolled that bike around, saw it for the first time, just absolutely amazing. They did such a beautiful job on that bike.
Cable that lit the torch?
Yep. Cable that lit the torch.
That's beautiful.
You know, when you have these artifacts and you have something like the Statue of Liberty, that you want to make sure that you do something appropriate.
Oh, my gosh. You see the mirror?
Oh, yeah. God bless America.
They have more than exceeded our expectations producing this bike. I'm blown away with this bike. It's just unbelievable, really. In appreciation, you guys, for such a wonderful job on this bike, we've got a Statue of Liberty replica here that we want to present to you.
That's very nice.
So thank you.
Thank you.
It's kind of heavy, too.
You know, as a New Yorker, to be able to build a bike for the Statue of Liberty is just tremendous for us.
Yeah, you guys, unbelievable.
You know, we just hope that someday that they'll look at our bike as a symbol of freedom, just as they do the Statue of Liberty.
Thanks again, guys.
Beautiful. Hey, thank you.
Beautiful job. Beautiful.
It was a pleasure working with you guys. Thanks for all your help.
Thank you. It was a pleasure.
We're big on the statue representing not only New York, but the entire country and what it stands for, freedom. It's a perfect thing to do for our country.